Hello, and welcome to I Watch This As An Adult, the podcast where I watch movies from my childhood from an adult perspective. And this week, I review 1994's Richie Rich. And subscribe to the show on Patreon, where you can gain access to exclusive content. Alright, 1994's Richie Rich, let's get into it. This movie is based off of a 1950s comic that was put out by Harvey Comics. I believe they were the ones that did Sabrina the Teenage Witch. And are they? I don't know if they're responsible for Archie, but probably not. I think it was Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Casper the Friendly Ghost. Yeah, like Richie Rich is in the Harvey Comics world with those people. And I've never really read the comic book, honestly. I'm a big comic book guy, but mostly like a superhero comic book guy, you know, like X-Men, Avengers, Fantastic Four, you know, Captain America, Black Panther, you know, those type of like superhero comics. And I've never read a Richie Rich comic at all, so I don't know shit about Richie Rich in that form. I vaguely remember the Richie Rich cartoon. That's what I vaguely remember. And I say vaguely, like I've seen like clips of the Richie Rich cartoon. It's like from the 1980s. I believe they used to play, because like I'm a kid of the 90s, obviously, and back in the 90s, all they used to do was like replay shit from like three decades previously. They don't really do that anymore for kids now, because like I think that's why a lot of kids today like don't know shit about anything that happened in the past. I was like, I know a whole bunch of shit. I know shit about like the Bad News Bears. I know shit about I was just talking to my wife talking about The Jerk. I was like, The Jerk was one of my favorite movies growing up with Steve Martin. You know, like, I remember that. You know, like, there's a lot of things from the previous decades before they used to show us. So that's why we're a little bit, I think that's why we're a little bit more knowledgeable as 90s kids about things that are going on than, like, the kids that preceded us after. And, like, because a lot of the kids today, like, if it didn't happen this week or within their time frame, they don't really know about it. But anyway, yeah, but like I vaguely remember the Richie Rich cartoon, like I said. And really all I remember about the cartoon is like him stunting on poor kids. That's all I remember. Like I was like, this nigga stunts on poor kids all the goddamn time. I was like, he took that G-Unit song literally. I'll teach you how to stunt. Like he literally stunted on poor kids. He was like, hey, you ain't got this, you broke ass. That was Richie Rich. That's all I remember about Richie Rich. But I remember seeing this movie. I remember actually being in the theaters and seeing this movie. My parents took me to go see this movie because Street Fighter was sold out. I wanted to go see Street Fighter, but tickets were sold out for Street Fighter. I think both of these movies came out. Both of these movies came out like the same day, I believe, or something like that. Cause like these movies came out in like I want to say 4 days before Christmas. I want to say Street Fighter and Richie Rich came out, and I wanted to go see Street Fighter, but couldn't go see Street Fighter because the tickets were sold out, and my parents were like, hey, you want to see Richie Rich? You like Macaulay Culkin. So I was like, oh yeah, Macaulay Culkin's in this. I'll go see it. I was like, okay. I was like, I don't really know what the fuck Richie Rich is, you know, like I say, vaguely remember him from a cartoon, didn't know shit about the comic book, but I don't know whose idea it was to make a Richie Rich movie in the 90s, because like what kid in the 90s was like, you know what I want to see? A Richie Rich movie. I ain't hear no kids in the streets or in the classroom begging, frothing at the mouth for a Richie Rich movie. I've never seen it. It never happened. You know, you probably walk up to the kid, they're like, who's Richie Rich? What is that? And like, that was something that they were doing a lot in the 90s. They were like taking things from like the 50s and 60s and putting them in the 90s, even the 70s, and like making movies out of them. There was a Brady Bunch movie. Like, there was two Brady Bunch movies. There was a Leave It to Beaver movie. There was a Little Rascals movie. Like, it was like Richie Rich, you know? There was a Casper the Friendly Ghost movie. I was like, Dennis the Menace. There was a Dennis the Menace movie, I remember. Remember seeing. And I was like, this isn't of our time frame. Like, we don't really give a fuck about all this shit. I'm like, this is y'all shit. You know, we don't care about this. It's like when they tried to release a Charlie's Angels movie last year, and it was like, kids don't really give a shit about Charlie's Angels. They released the Charlie's Angels movie in like 2000, I remember, and we barely cared about it, but I think they hooked us because they kind of like made fun of it. That was the thing. Whenever I talk about Charlie's Angels, that's probably going to be when I talk about, because that's in my demographic right there of movies I've watched as a child or as a young person. That's probably when I'll talk about. That's probably like what I'll talk about there. But they did Charlie's Angels last year. They re-released it. Like, they made a new Charlie's Angels movie and nobody went to go fucking see it. And it was like, oh, it's because misogyny and shit. I was like, no, it's because the oldest fucking Charlie's Angels fan is like 60, nigga. I'm like, you're not gonna get asses in the seats for Charlie's Angels in 2019 at that time. You know, if they would have made one in like 1989, you know, or if they would have just went the route that the 2000s Charlie's Angels went, like, maybe they would have done it. But same thing with this movie is what I'm trying to say. Like, Richie Rich, like, does not work in the 90s. It just doesn't. They tried to modernize it and shit, but it just didn't work. They got, like, the biggest fucking child star in the world at the time, Macaulay Culkin. And this is also Macaulay Culkin's last movie for 9 years. Like I think he's like 14 years old in this movie, and we don't see him again until Party Monster in 2003, where I think he's like 22 or 23 years old. Like, that was the this is the last time in 9 years we see Macaulay Culkin. And he went out with a bang in 1994. Cause like this little dude did like 3 movies in 1 year. Cause I remember it. Like 1994 was like a fucking like farewell tour. I want to say, yeah. Like, it was like a farewell tour for Macaulay Culkin in 1994. Cause this motherfucker did like 3 movies. He did Getting Even with Dad, with Ted Danson. He did The Pagemaster, which I kind of talked about a little bit on my Power Rangers review. Go check that one out. If you haven't checked that out, go check that out. And he did this movie, Richie Rich. And like, he went out like, this was like his last gas. He was like, all I'm going to say is that studios really got their money's worth in 1994 with Macaulay Culkin. It was like, let's get this little motherfucker while we still can, you know, because it looks like he doesn't want to do this shit anymore. But anyway, let's get into the plot. Richie Rich is a rich kid, of course. His parents are philanthropists named Richard and Regina Rich, who are played by Edward Herman and Christine Ebersole. Richie is a only child and he wants friends. So he tries to befriend these four walking stereotypes. It's true. I know it sounds harsh, but it's true. There's Gloria, the girl, which is the one that he's most likely gonna bang. We got Tony, the Italian. No, he's overly Italian. We got Pee-wee, the fat kid. We know he's the fat kid because he's fat and he talks about food. Every line that comes out of his mouth is about fucking food. And then we got Omar, the black kid, which all he speaks is Ebonics. Like, hey, man, what's happening, man? Like, this ain't no house. This a whole hood. He literally says that in the movie. This ain't no house. This a whole hood. He says that shit. So he tries to befriend. He befriends these four fucking walking stereotypes. And he pretends to be better than them because he has money. I don't know. But I don't fucking know. But he also has a butler named Cadbury, who I swear has fucking MI6 training. Like, every butler, I don't know what it is about every butler. Ever since, like, Alfred on Batman, I was like, every butler has to be, like, a fucking trained killer, you know? They have to be. I think Jeffrey from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was a trained killer. Like, every butler, Mr. Belvedere, had to be a trained killer, because every time I look at a butler, I'm like, that motherfucker's got a shady past, you know? I don't know what it is about me and butlers, but every time I look at a butler, I was like, that motherfucker's killed somebody. I was like, that motherfucker's killed somebody. I was like, he's got to be ex-military or some shit, because looks like a bad motherfucker. And Cadbury's no different. They try to do all that charm, man. I'm pleasure to make your acquaintance. To cover up the fact that they were fucking badass, psychopath, military trained killers. I guarantee it. Cadbury is a motherfucking killer. I guarantee it. But most of the plot, you know, it revolves around the villain, Lawrence Van Doe, played by John Larroquette. With Van Doe wants to take over the rich family business. And he also wants the rich family fortune, which is in a vault in, like, this kind of, like, Mount Rushmore-type mountain. It's got, like, the rich family faces on the mountain and shit. And so he wants that shit. And how's he planning to do it? He plans to kill the rich family. You know, he's the villain, so he's got to murder somebody. And so he plants a bomb on the plane, and the plane explodes. They were going to, I think they were like going to London, and so like he plants a bomb on the plane, and the plane fucking explodes, and he's like, oh yes, the plane exploded. The rich family is out of my hair. I get all their money and I get their businesses, but one problem: young Richie never got on that plane, so he is in charge of the rich family fortune and the rich family businesses, and Cadbury is his, which you might say, legal guardian. You know, like, everything goes through Cadbury. So Van Doe has a dilemma on his hands. So what does he do? He frames Cadbury for murder. That's what he does. He frames Cadbury for murder of Richard and Regina, and he plots to get him killed in prison. This movie is like surprisingly fucking adult, like, really, like, because like most of the movie is like a hostile takeover movie between Richie and Van Doe, you know, like most of that, but like this movie is like surprisingly adult. Like, there's some surprisingly adult themes in this fucking movie. There's like at least four attempted murders in this movie. Like I said, like they tried to kill Cadbury and make it look like a suicide. For one, they tried to kill. There's like this professor that has like a lab in his house named Professor Keenbean. They tried to kill him with a, like, they tie him up and like put a knife to his neck and shit. It was like, it's like dark. They even try to kill Richie. Like, Van Doe shoots Richie in the chest. It's fucking dark as fuck, man. Like, this, I was like, dude, like, this movie's for kids. But yeah, man, overall, I think it's okay movie. It's like nothing to, like I said, it's like nothing to write home about. You know, John Larroquette is really kind of the MVP of this movie. He keeps the glue together. Like, I always thought that John Larroquette was like so fucking underrated. You know, like, he was on Night Court. I remember him on Night Court when I was a little kid. For some reason, I used to like to watch Night Court. But anyway, yeah, he's really like the MVP of this movie. Really, you could tell Macaulay Culkin's like burnt out by this point. Like, he is a fucking mannequin in this movie. He really is. He's just a goddamn mannequin. Like, you can tell like he doesn't care anymore. He just wants out. He just wants out at this point. Like, he's done. Like, you can tell he's fucking done in this movie. Like, he's like, fuck it. I'm gonna like do all the rest of my duties as an actor and get the fuck out of here. I don't remember really watching Getting Even with Dad. I don't even remember like parts of Getting Even with Dad, but I don't know if he's like that in that movie. But Pagemaster, he's kind of going through the motions, and in this, he's really going through the fucking motions in Richie Rich. Luckily, we got Jonathan Taylor Thomas on the horizon. He's gonna take Macaulay Culkin's spot as the new fresh-faced kid that we all should care about, and he's gonna take all of Macaulay Culkin's movie roles and shit in the 90s, for the rest of the 90s. But anyway, like I said, overall, it's an okay movie. There's nothing to write home about, really. It's like, it's high. I give it a 3 out of 5. Next time you hear from me, I will be going back doing adult stuff, like some adult movies, because I watched a lot of movies I shouldn't have been fucking watching as a child, mom and dad. But yeah, I watched a lot of movies I shouldn't be watching as a child, so I'm gonna go back to one of those movies that I really shouldn't have been watching as a child. I am going to do the 1993, I think this came out in 93, I have to check, the 1993, if I can find it. I may do something else, because I want to do something with Martin Lawrence. I got to do something with Martin Lawrence. I don't think I've touched on Martin Lawrence in this whole podcast yet. I gotta get to Martin Lawrence. I'm gonna do something from Martin Lawrence. It's either going to be his 1993 comedy special, You So Crazy, or it's going to be his 1996 movie, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. So anticipate one of those movies coming next week. Until then, peace, everybody.